I've got something I want to play for you.
But first,
you need to know
humans can do nothing against the power of the evil mutant.
A guy named
Satire.
Oh, it's you.
He often
was nasty. He's a horrible man.
He may not be embarrassed because he is
a frightening danger to our country.
Go away, you big phony.
Instead, he made
this vulgar, lewd, rocking and rolling
sound collage.
Some of the scenes you will witness may appear to border on fantasy.
It's just the fucking beginning, motherfuckers.
Can you keep a heart on the entire time?
I believe I can.
We can't contain it.
An important part of that responsibility is learning safe and fun ways to use your time when you are alone at home.
Using the most obscene language possible while he masturbates.
How much does it cost the city to do that?
As little as $41.63.
At a street value of $10 million.
Your tax dollars paid for this.
And now, the executive director of Clergy Tax and Law, Deborah Chitwood.
I didn't even mind where a neighbor's door, and I actually caught him doing it, and I got a height abuse for him.
Thank you, Deborah.
And now,
I'd like to ask you homeowners a question.
Who loves you more than anyone else in this world?
That can only be Johnny Mathis.
He just loves chocolate cake
and a spinal fluid test.
They may need special help.
Perhaps the Wizard of Oz would be able to help you.
What about Tony Blair?
You know he loves you, even if he can't be with you all the time.
The satisfaction of their sexual impulse.
Here again is another sexual menace.
The President of the United States.
Donald Trump.
I'll tell you this about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is
a frightening danger to our country.
Of course, this comes as Trump has continued to say that he wants to have possession of
sexually oriented magazines and movies
made by
clowns and elephants and acrobats,
being sexually stimulated by
a poison shirt.
Fascinating stuff.
And now, the executive director of Clergy Tax and Law,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And I want to share with you
some carrots.
Oh, if you give me your carrot, I'll share my pickle barrel filled with hair and vagina water.
Thanks, big bird.
Now, here's how to get your set of free plastic Navy frog men. Make a toast to Mr. Tay.
Why are you always trying your crazy logic on me?
Because my face is wet all the time.
He looks more like a fish than a human being.
Shut up, fool. You ain't no fish.
In that case, I better consult my Hong Kong Brooklyn.
Fish or poultry or alternates.
It explains the dangers of just going along with the crowd.
I think the one thing that would help in terms of our leadership
is blood
smeared with human waste.
Just smooth it on your skin.
Now you are ready to go.
So take the whole family along for a delicious dinner.
What would he like for dinner?
Nothing but rocks and dirt, sir.
That's what we had for dinner last night.
But of course, we like it now.
And this is the reason why.
Physical damage to the brain.
Which, when you think about it, is kind of perfect for this episode.
Let's check in with Emily and her friends now that they have willingly agreed to have their brains dissected.
Actually, they're really quite stupid.
So am I.
So are we.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Let's say I worship the devil. Should I be worried?
Only.
Here in my worship workshop, we're going to give you the opportunity to ask Jesus to be your
slave.
Frank is now his master. Now, here's something else for Frank.
Ronald McDonald's.
Dressed as Hitler in crotchless panties.
Hi, kids.
This month, you can go to McDonald's to check out
rubber and leather garments.
I will enjoy the pure pleasure of sending you to
McDonald's with a whip.
I like it.
I guess that's part of it.
But not all of it.
And look what we have here.
Cruel and unusual punishment to
your mother, your father, your sister, and your brother.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
I hated it.
Meanwhile, light years away.
God, I love it.
What do you think, Wish Bear?
Well, I think we should get behind President Nixon.
Tommy should be crawling on his hands and knees.
Caressing and ultimately kissing his shoes.
But he was too late to stop Dick.
One of the jobs of the president is
creating rhythmic sounds with various parts of the body.
They do so in a perverted manner.
The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote,
I killed 27 men all by myself.
He said aliens made him commit murder and went to court to prove it.
We return you now to Earth for a message from the president.
Check out my butt.
Yes, Mr. President.
So he walked very slowly to give them all a chance to admire everything about him.
He had been exposed.
Cheeks red as the drops of blood.
They were stunned by what they'd seen. Was it possible?
Then he looked at the big hole right through the middle.
Very brown and strong and healthy.
Nothing is more important to people than good health.
Except for one thing.
The super fractionator.
Which you can wear around your hips or waist.
I'm a bit confused.
There's still a lot I'm confused about.
Because we are incapable of understanding satire, and always have been.
It is unbelievable. Every time I hear it.
A lot of people say,
that's bullshit. I never say no bullshit like that. Ugh.
Don't worry, baby. There's more where this came. Came from.
Let's adjourn to the kitchen for adventure and eating.
Get out of here, you little bastard. Get out of here.
See you later, alligator.